You might have heard recently that a well-known fast food chain have decided to start converting all of their waste cooking oil into biodiesel to power their fleet. Well, to do this, they need to filter the oil and refine it to get clean oil, but by doing so, they've claimed that they can reduce their carbon dioxide output by the equivalent of taking 2,424 family cars off the road. So we sent Azzy Kateri to Bath University, or should that be Beth, to find out about one way in which you can convert clean oil into usable biodiesel. Hi, Azzy.
Hello, welcome to Kitchen Science. This week I've come to the historic city of Bath, and I'm actually standing at the University of Bath's chemistry department, joined by Professor Davidson.
Hello.
And also Christopher Chuck, who's a PhD student here.
Hiya.
The question I've come to you guys with, and I'm really hoping you can help me out here, is can you run your car on cooking vegetable oil?
That's an interesting question as to whether you can run your car on vegetable oil, what's chemically called a triglyceride, which is a molecule with three long fatty arms on it. And what happens is they all simply just get entangled together, and that means it has a very high melting point. The two most important problems are, firstly, the stuff would freeze in your tank, so on a slightly cold morning you would have a solid mess. And the second problem is that it simply doesn't burn very well.
Okay, so what's the solution?
Well, the solution is actually quite a simple chemical process, and I can show you exactly how we do it. But before I do, I want you to put on some goggles just to make sure we're safe.
Okay, I've got my goggles on.
Right, well, what we're going to do is we're just going to take some vegetable oil that we bought at the supermarket, and we're going to take this mixture here, which is methanol and sodium hydroxide, and we're just going to mix it with vegetable oil, and you can see that the vegetable oil is stirring away with a stirrer in it, and it's heated up to about 60 or 70 degrees centigrade.
Okay, so you've got the vegetable oil in a flask, and you're putting sodium hydroxide, which is mixed with methanol, in the measuring cylinder, and you're going to tip it in.
Yep. We need to wait about half an hour, and what we'll see is the separate components. The biodiesel will separate out from the byproduct, which is called glycerol, which is the other part of the fatty molecule that we started off with.
So what's the chemical process that is happening inside that flask?
Well, the chemical process is something called transesterification, which is a bit of a complicated term for simply just changing the end of the long fatty molecule. So instead of having three of the fatty molecules attached to one end, a bit like a piano stool with three legs, we're changing the end and we're just capping off the end of the fatty molecule with the methanol. And that gives us individual fatty molecules, and that's what is actually called biodiesel that we could use in an engine, and another molecule called glycerol, which is actually a waste product of the biodiesel process.
Well, that sounds incredibly straightforward to me. Is this something that you could perhaps do to any old oil?
Well, yes, it is straightforward, but of course nothing's quite that simple, and I'm going to hand you over to Chris now. He's going to show you why it can't work on just any old vegetable oil.
That's right. You have to use absolutely pure virgin vegetable oil. If you use waste oils, the kind of oils you cook your chips in and things, because you've heated it up to really high temperatures with food in, you might have bits of chips, bits of organic matter, and you'll have water, but most importantly, you'll have free fatty acids, which are the acid versions of those arms. And as soon as the sodium catalyst comes in contact with those free fatty acid arms, it just makes soap and no biodiesel whatsoever.
Oh, you can't really run your car in soap, can you?
No, you can't run your car in soap. There's at least three or four different purification steps that you have to do first to get your waste oil ready to make biodiesel from, which is very expensive to do.
All right, well, we've got half an hour to wait before our vegetable oil is turned into biodiesel. So we'll be back later on in the programme to show you what happens. Back to you guys.
Thank you very much, Azzy. Well, we'll be going back to Bath to join Azzy later. Hopefully she'll have some biodiesel made for us by then we can test it out in a car. We're volunteering the BBC's radio car.